ליקוט הלכס, יורדיה חלק א', הלכס נידה, הלכה בייז, we're in the middle of paragraph וו, we're up to the words, ואף על פי שזה הדבקוס יוקר מועד. We dedicate the learning today, לעילוי נשמס שלמה תניא בן רבקה, whose יורצייט is today on the 19th of טבת, and also for a complete רפואה שלמה for all those that need it. בסוך שער חול ישראל. In the previous year, we spoke about dveikus, and Rav Nosson Zal went into detail explaining how dveikus referred especially to the connection between emuna and das. Now he continues and clarifies, v'af al pi shezeh hadveikus yokor moed, even though this dveikus that we described in the previous year is very precious, af al pi kein yefshir lihiyog dovik tomid. It's impossible for a Jew to always be in that state. Ki yefshar sheho emuna hakdoshah tekabel tomid min hadas hakodosh. It's impossible that the emuna should be receiving from the das constantly, all the time. Kedei shelo yizgabru chas v'sholom ho'anonen demechasyan alaynen. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 16 in Likut Imran, that there are these klipos of Esav and Yishmael that cover the eyes. And we have to be aware of that, and we have to know how to deal with that. We have to know that because of that, there are times that we have to take a break. Like the Gemara says, Pa'omim bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because if we don't, then these forces of Esav and Yishmael can become stronger. Shehem haklipos haboim mizua masanochosh. These are the klipos that are the result of the tomei of the snake, the original snake. Mecheto domarishon, mishviras kelim, ki bechol eis shetza. Because that's the reason. We need to know that if we don't realize that we have to take a break at certain times, then chas v'shalom, it could result in a hisgabrus of the klipos. The klipos can become stronger and try to destroy a person. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki b'chol eis shetzrichen lasos eize yichud gedusha. Because whenever we need to accomplish a holy union, like in the example here of das and emuna, shehu b'chinas dveikus kanal, which we said another term for that is dveikus, Devek means glue that attaches two things together. Tzrichen lo'oirer tchilas hatzintzum. We have to awaken. We have to activate that original tzintzum. We explained when Hashem created the world. In order to create, He had to provide a vacant space, a cholol aponui. And in order for there to be a vacant space, Hashem had to constrict Himself. So too, any time that we want a yichud to take place, it requires a tzimtzum first. Shemishom hamshochas tipei hadas hakodosh, and it's from that tzimtzum that results in the ability to be able to draw droplets of das legalois hasodas elokus yisborach, to be able to reveal understanding of Hashem. Ki yefsher lahamshich shum das. Because it's impossible to bring any new das into the world without going through that step, as in the beginning of creation, this tzimtzum, this creating this vacant space. And although the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that originally, when Hashem first started the process of creation, and he attempted to put his light into vessels, those vessels shattered, v'ho'oirois chazru l'mekoimon, and as a result, the lights that were in those vessels flew back up. They went back up so that they shouldn't be among these shattered vessels and everything. V'nizbatel hatzimtzum kaviyochel, and that tzimtzum was destroyed. Kalim are a form of tzimtzum. The tzimtzum was null and void. Afal pikein bevadai lo nizbate legamri. It was not destroyed completely. That tzimtzum wasn't eliminated completely. Ki horeshimu nishar. because some imprint of it remained, kayadua, as is known throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol eis shetzrichen legalos elokus yisbarach, just like then, what was the purpose of the whole thing? To reveal Hashem. So too now, any time that we want to reveal Hashem, how? Dahainu lahamshich hadas latoicho emuna, by bringing new das into our emuna, by combining these two, shezel b'chinas yichud v'zivu kanal, this is also an example of a union, a mating, as we discussed previously. Azai tzrichin lo'oire tchilas hatzimtzum. We have to activate that first tzimtzum, that first step of tzimtzum. V'alkein tzrichin levarer birurim mishivrei kelim. And this is why the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that as a result of these shivrei kelim, one of our missions is to sort out the goodness, the light, the holiness, the holy sparks that are within those broken vessels. Ki al yodom yecholim le'oirer ulechadesh hatzimtzum harishon. Because by doing that, by us searching for and repairing those holy sparks that are found within those broken vessels, that's what helps us activate and renew that original tzimtzum. Al yedei shechoizrin umalin hakelim hanishborim lemekoimam. Because by us being involved in this process of repairing those broken vessels, by doing that, if we're successful, those kelim are zeicha to rise up to their original place. Shesharoshom mehatzimtzum horishon. They are rooted in that original tzimtzum. Umachma shebe'enu hashivrei kelim nechaz hasitrachra v'hakliboiz me'oid me'oid. And because of the fact that to these shattered vessels, the Sitra Achra and the Klipos have attached themselves to them, to that in a big way, because that's their thing. Their thing is broken vessels. Just like Rav Nosson Zal explains when he speaks about Achila, Birchas HaPeiros, that when fruit rots, that's when bugs and ants are drawn to it. Because they're drawn to spoiled things, they're drawn to broken things. Al kein tzrichen lihiyos ish chayil v'gibor godol moi. Therefore, a person has to be very, very strong and powerful. Mi sheroitza lasuit bazeh. A person who wants to engage in this activity of leyached yichudim ulezaveg hamidos. People who want to get involved in making yichudim of Hashem's names and being mezavek the different midos of Hashem, kedei shelo yizgabru boy hakfirois shehem haklipois shenikroim elokim acherim bechinas kfirois sheneechozim b'shivrei kelim. In order that denial of Hashem, which is another word for klipois, the klipois are called elokim acherim, idols, which is another word for denial of Hashem, and they attach themselves to these broken vessels, and if a person is going to engage in a serious way in trying to repair these broken vessels, they're going to try to attach themselves to that person. And they are these clouds that Rabbi Nizal refers to over there in Likutim Ran that cover the eyes of a person. The eyes are always a concept of das, sechel. Vatipokachna einei shneim. It says by Adam and Chava, they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and their eyes were opened. My eyes were opened means I understand something. I learned something new. V'alkein tzrichin lishmor mehem moi. And that's why we have to be extremely careful regarding these klipos, these forces of tumor. Vafilu mi shehu ish chayil. And even a person who is very strong spiritually, v'yodea lehishomer mehen, and he knows how to watch out, how to protect himself from these forces of tumah, afal pikein, still, even that person, yefsheloi lihiyos dovuk tomid, it's impossible for the person to be dovuk to Hashem 24/7 on a very high level of dveikus. We're not talking about forgetting Hashem here. We're not talking about Chas V'Shalom going against Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed. We're talking here about Dveikus, which means a very, very high level, deep connection of and a combination of Das and Emuna. Shelo Yizgabru Chas V'Shalom Hu Anonu Nemechas Nalenin. Because if the person tries to do that, then these klipos, these clouds that cover the eyes, will rise up to really crush the person. Shehem hakfirois, which are these forces of denial of Hashem. Dahinu hakklipos hanechosen bashivrei kelim. These are those tumas that are attached to those broken vessels. Sheoisken levareroisam, which we are involved in repairing and refining. Al yidei hadveikus vahayichud, by engaging in this dveikus and yichud. See, here again, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us to summarize that our mission is dveikus. Our mission is being meyache das emuna. Our mission is constantly trying to increase our emuna and increase our das. And even just like a person who wants to improve their body, their physical health, their mission is to do exercise and more exercise and more exercise. But if the person does too much exercise, it's going to set them back. They can put themselves in a hospital, or they can Charlie horse themselves, where now they're going to have to wait 2-3 days for everything to reset itself in order to be able to start again. There's always this concept of too little, just right, and too much. And too much can be just as harmful or sometimes more harmful than too little. This term, tzrichin lo'oirer tchilas ha-tzimtzum, tzimtzum means a removal of light, where Hashem removed his light. So tzimtzum by us is going to sleep, closing one's eyes, going to sleep, or taking any kind of a break from das, or mili d'shtusa. These are all forms of tzimtzum, lack of major light, eating all the avoides chitzonius compared to pnimius. Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in a chapter in Likut Imran, in Torah Chav Zayin, I believe. Rabbi Nizal speaks about the concept of dveikus and taking a break from dveikus. And he says there, for some people, taking a break from dveikus is sleeping. For some people, their sleep is learning Gemara, learning Pashtei Raisa, learning Pshat. For them, Pshat is a form of sleep, compared to intense, deep learning, compared to iyun, or learning higher types of limud, Kabbalah, those kind of things.
I have a question, Rav.
Please.
When we're saying the broken vessels, are we saying certain aspects of ourselves?
Could also be that. It could also be that.
So what is he referring to when he says broken vessels?
He's referring to the fact that when Hashem first created the world, Hashem attempted to put his light into vessels and those vessels shattered. That was the first phase of broken vessels. The second phase was when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. They tried to engage in a das that was way above, that was out of reach for them. And that again caused a shattering of vessels.
So it's certain life situations that can also have broken vessels.
Yes.
We cannot, and we might not even be aware of it.
Definitely, correct.
And then you said the Sitra Akra attaches itself to those broken vessels.
Correct.
If we notice that the Sitra Akra is on a certain broken vessel, how do we fight it?
Mitzvahs and Meisim, doing good deeds. Torah, Tefillah, Mitzvahs, coming close to Tzadikim. All of those things, that's our battle.
And then one more question. When you said we need to be careful, right, when we get deeper with Hashem trying to fix the broken vessels, that was the example you gave if we did too much exercise, right? Don't do too much, just enough, take breaks, try to do what you can.
Correct.
But don't drive yourself crazy about it.
Exactly.
And practical ways to do that, I would assume, would be Torah mitzvot.
Torah and mitzvot is the good part. And sometimes a person has to take a break. Even from Torah, to eat, to sleep, to speak to one's wife. The different times that a person has to take that break from that deep dveikus.
And that's fighting the Sitra Akra, that's fighting the other side, even through the break.
Definitely.
Thank you, Rabbi.
A question in the chat. that Rabbeinu Zalhi is describing how tzaddikim are involved in refining these holy sparks. How do we ordinary humans, practically spoken, achieve dveikus on our level? And according to Rabbeinu Zalhi, this combination of das and emunah, the answer is on our level, by doing things that strengthen our emunah, such as prayer, going to Eretz Yisrael, coming close to true tzaddikim. Those are things that strengthen our emunah. And das is by learning Torah. And again, listening to the words of tzaddikim and learning from everything around us and from everyone around us. That's how we are engaging in repairing these broken vessels by the things that I'm speaking about. It doesn't mean we have to physically see vessels it means that through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, through our Torah and tefillah, and by coming to the tzaddik, we empower the tzaddik. We help the tzaddik himself. The tzaddik on his own has a certain power. When people come to him, he becomes even stronger. His power becomes greater in doing what he needs to do.
One more question. By taking breaks, right, can that even mean a man takes a break from their obligation of learning Torah in the morning and the evening?
The answer is in certain instances where it's necessary. A person, chas v'sham lo aleinu, is sick, very sick, and they need tremendous rest. They need major, major rest. And the person has to sleep for hours, much more than they would normally. And the person says, I feel terrible. I'm committing a sin here now of bittul Torah. The answer is, that's a healthy bittul when the person really, really needs it to get their body back to a reasonable level of good health. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh bechinas isur nida. And all of this is tied into the law about a woman when she's going through her period of nida, flow of blood, how forbidden she becomes to her husband, how her husband is not allowed to approach her at that time. Ki afilu bezivug haruchani v'yichudei hamidois tzrichen lihishomer ma'oid me'achizas haklipois v'hakfirois haboim mishivrei kelim. Because even in a holy union, as we spoke about previously, a spiritual union between emunah and das, and even in a holy union when we're bringing together chesed and gvur, those kind of things, we said we have to be very careful regarding these forces of tumah that exist and that are empowered by shviras hakelim. Mikol shkein, if that problem exists within the spiritual world, how much more so it's a reality when it comes to physical union between man and woman, bezivug hagashmi. Kiaf al pi shezivug shel Yisrael, yokor mo'id, because even though Jewish men and women getting married and conducting themselves according to the Torah in all the laws of marriage and joining together to bring children into the world, v'noilodin al yidei zen nishmois Yisrael, holy Jewish souls are born through this. V'hi mitzvah harishoina b'Torah, and it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. U'bisarusa d'lesato isar le'ela. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us that when there's a kosher, holy union down below here on earth, it generates a union above in heaven. U'mi shezoiche shiye zivugoi b'kidusha koroi, azai nasa lideze yichud kutshebrichu shchintei. And a person who is zoicha to conduct themselves properly according to all the laws of the Torah in the union between husband and wife, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that this causes a union between Hashem and the Shechina. As the Gemara says in Soita, Ish v'isha Shechina shruya b'neim, that a husband and wife, when there's a proper, healthy shalom between them, the Shechina rests with them. So this is all great, great, great. Afal pikein, despite that, afilu mi shezivugoi b'kidusha gedoyla, even a person whose behavior between husband and wife is on the very high level of holiness, osur lihiyois rogil bozeh. The Gemara warns, boundaries, limits, limitations, not too frequently. As the Gemara says in Brachas and in several other places, that the rabbis and the Torah made certain takanos, and Hashem created us in a certain way so that Jewish men shouldn't be constantly with their wives too frequently. Ki isarusa dezivuga misitra ditzfaina. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that activating this union between husband and wife comes from the left side. Shemishom achizas hasitra achra kayadua. And we know the sitra achra is located on the left side. That's where they draw their power from. Ki bechol zivug tzrichen lo'oire tchilas hatzimtzum ulevar. Because just like when Hashem wanted to create the world, there were several steps. Step one was a tzimtzum, the original tzimtzum of Cholol HaPonui. Step two is levarer birurin mikelim hanishborim. There was shattering of vessels, which requires repairing shattered vessels and extracting the good from there. Shebohem nisachso aklipos. And we're told when there's shattered vessels, the klipos attach themselves to that. V'alkein isa b'zohar HaKadosh. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh writes clearly, shebehechrech sheyir hisoirus hazivug mehayet sahara. That the arousal for men and women to join together has to come to some degree from the Yetzer Hara. It's coming from that left side. She'achizosoi b'shviras kelim. And the Yetzer Hara, we know his place, his connection is broken vessels. So then what? This sounds like a dangerous thing and this sounds like a bad thing. Rak Yisroel. B'toikev koyach givurasam, yesh lahem koyach lichboishes yitzram. However, a Jew, through the tremendous power that a Jew has from learning Torah, from doing mitzvahs, from being close to tzaddikim, the Jew has the ability to conquer the Yetzer Hara. V'lafoy hakoil el hakedusha koroi, and to turn everything into holiness. So that even though this is coming from the left side, and typically the left side, the sitra achra is attached there, a Jew, by following all the mitzvahs of the Torah to the best of their ability, we have the ability to turn it all around into Kedusha. Aval, however, the Torah still says, Osur lihiyos rogil. There's a concept of too much. Men shouldn't frequent too much their wives. And the Gemara says, especially Talmidei Chachamim, it says in several places that there were different takonas made so that Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be too frequently with their wives. Why? Shelo yizgabru ho'anonin demechasken alaynin. So that those clouds, those klipos, Esav Yishmael, all the different forms of tumah, shouldn't become strong. Sheheim haklipos. Because again, they're located on that left side. They're located in the same place. So it's a delicate operation. It's a delicate operation. We know, for example, I remember as a child, person gets a splinter in their finger, and it's deep enough that you need a doctor to take it out. What does the doctor do? They take a needle, they put it in the fire to sterilize it, to make sure it's completely sterile in those days. Today, everything is throwaway. Guy has 6,000 needles. He used what? Throw it away. Use an intravenous, throw it away. But in the olden days, when everything wasn't throwaway, and they would reuse it, they had to sterilize it. They put it in the fire and sterilized it. Now, if they put it in the fire, he had to wait a few seconds. Because if he took it straight from the fire, put it in your finger, he'd burn off the flesh, the skin of your finger. So we see that when you're dealing with fire, you need the fire, and yet too much. You have to wait for it to cool off. Make up your mind. What are you doing here? You put it in the fire. That means it's got to be hot. And now you're waiting for it to cool off? Exactly. Exactly. I need the fire. This everything regulatory. There's an issue of a certain precision. Getting it right. Not to the right. It's a narrow bridge. Lean a little too much to the right, you're off. Lean too much to the left, you're off. Chas v'shalom. V'chol zeh.
What we've been speaking about till now, we're talking about
two kosher, a kosher man, a kosher woman. She's not tamei at the time at all. And still, we just explained how delicate it is and the dangers involved. And therefore, to be sure to limit it properly. Avo kishemesoyrin damnidos. Whereas when a woman is experiencing damnida, a flow of blood, shehem zuamas hanochosh, which is an aspect of the tumah of the original snake, sheniskal lachava, where after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued a curse to Chava, be'etzev tel dibonim, that the process of producing children is going to put you into etzev. There's going to be an atzvus. Ze damnidos, and the Gemara says in Eruvin, that refers to damnida, the whole cycle, blood cycle that a woman has goes through. Oz hazivug osur legamri. Then, for the husband and wife to be together is 100% forbidden. Ki dam nidois nimshochem mishviras kelim kayadua. Because again, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that this dam nidois comes from the shattered vessels. Ushviras kelim hu bechina shviras upegam ho emuna. And we learned earlier that the keli is the emuna. So shattering of the kelim means a shattering and a defective emuna. Shehi klal kol hakelim, because we learned earlier that emuna is malchus, which is the keli of all kelim. Shenishbara, which now has been broken, venifkema, and damaged, ad shenasu kfirois ve'emunas kuzvius, to the point where it generates denial of Hashem, false beliefs, shehen bechinas dam nidos, which are also referred to as dam nida. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal bring it here, Rabbi Nosson brings it in Likut Imran, different sources in the Torah, where it refers to avodah zarah as dam nida. Va'oz kishemesoyren hadam nidos, and therefore, when these dam nidos are initiated, are flowing, Hainu hakfirois vehemunas kuzvius. They represent this denial of Hashem, false faith. Oz hazivug asur. Then it's forbidden for them to join together. Ki oz asur lahamshich hasech letoich emuna. Because when the emuna is shattered, when the emuna is defective, it's forbidden to pour das into it. Ki loydai shelo yisakin emuna lidei zeh. Because not only will the das not improve the emuna, adarabba, just the opposite. Ho emuna vehasechel yiu nivgomim veniskalkel in yoisrael ideizeh. The emuna and the sechel will become further damaged by trying to join together das with a damaged emuna, by a husband and wife trying to be together when she's in this state of nida. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Usehi nidasa olav, that if a man joins with his wife when she's nida, that tuma will go on to him. Paragraph ches ki beemes, because the truth is, bechol zman shemamshichen seichel v'das latoicha emuna. Whenever we are drawing seichel and das into our emuna, boze mechayin u'mechasken es emuna. That's what gives life and strengthens the emuna. Ki ikar chiyus hu emuna hual yidei hasechel kayedua, because emuna draws its life force from sechel. As we see in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal speaks about the sun and the moon. The sun is sechel, chachma. The moon is emuna, no light of its own. And the moon receives all of its light from the sun. It receives its chiyus from the sun. This is what the pasuk says in Hosea, ve'erastich li be'emuna v'yodates Hashem. Shebetchilo kneses Yisrael mizdapken Hashem yisborach ha'ideh emuna levad. Step one is that the Jewish nation attach ourselves to Hashem only with emuna. V'achar kach v'yodates Hashem. Once the emuna is in place and it's proper, then v'yodates Hashem. K'achar kach nimshach hadas l'toicho emuna. Then we can put the das into the emuna. אבל אי אפשר להמשיך את האס לתוך האמונה, כי אם כשהאמונה תוכוי לו וכדושה. However, we cannot successfully draw the das into the emuna unless the emuna is pure and holy. She'oz yesh lo koyach lekabel oyer hadas. Then the emuna is capable of receiving that light of das. Ulahoylid ulegalois laideizel hoylodois vizgalos kedoshes. And to produce and reveal new productions, new good things, to bring good, healthy children into the world. That's one form of this. Aval tekev kishemesoyrin dam nidois, b'cho isha yiras Hashem, shibchinas emuna. But the moment that this dam nidois is activated in the woman, in the woman who is called isha yiras Hashem, shehi b'chinas emuna, she is the one who represents emuna in this relationship, dahainu kishemaschilin levalvel es emunosei chas v'sholim b'kushyas u'kfirois. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another example of this. When a person is trying to have emuna, but unfortunately they're confusing their emuna by studying philosophy and by starting to delve into questions and things that are denial of Hashem, azai osur loy oz lehishtadel lahamshich das latoich emuna. Then it's forbidden for that person to try to draw das into the emuna. Because when a person's in that state where their emuna is in a state of confusion, ki oz tzorich leishev bodod vilevroyach menadas legamri. At that point, that person has to just drop everything and run away from das, run away from those philosophy books, run away from the questions. Dahainu shelo yishtameish im hadas klal. Not to try to use his intellect at that point at all whatsoever. Velo yichaber oz hadas im emuna klal. And not to try to make this union, this connection between the das and emuna whatsoever. Dahainu shelo yirtze lahamshich hadas. He shouldn't want to draw das, meaning lohovin uletareis hakushyois vahachakirois vahakfirois oilam moichoi. He shouldn't want to try to understand rationally and answer those questions, those paradoxes, that denial of Hashem that has infested his brain. Ki tekev kishoilam al daitoi kushyis akfirois. Because the moment the person starts feeling that these questions, the wrong type of questions about Hashem and different types of denial of Hashem start creeping into the person's mind, azayahu tzorich lismoich al emuna levad, the person has to change the channel immediately and shift into a different gear, shift into emuna gear. Ulehischazek be'emuna levad b'lishum havonas hadas. And to be able to strengthen themselves, to encourage themselves with emuna, without understanding, without the das. Ki kishayirtze lohovin basseichel, because when a person is in that state of confusion, and they're going to want to try to understand, oz yizgabru hakushyes vahakfirois, the questions are going to become stronger, the denial of Hashem is going to become stronger. Shehein bechinas dam nidos, which are also referred to as this impure blood, al hasechel. It's going to overpower the person's intellect. Mebechinas, as the pasuk says, usehi nidoso olav. Her tumah will come on him. Remember, she is the emuna, he's the das. And when the emuna is defective, and he tries to use the das, then usehi nidoso olav. That tumah is going to come on him. V'yizbatel ha-seichel v'emuna legamri. And the person's emuna and seichel are both going to get messed up. V'yavoy lidei kfirois gemuras chas v'shom. And the person will come to complete denial of Hashem. Chas v'shom. V'ze b'chinas isur hechomor shel nida. And this is why the Torah says that this is so strictly forbidden, this union between husband and wife when she's shehi isur chomor ma'oid ma'oid kayadua. It is very, very severely forbidden, Omar behatuma ma'oid, and this increases the tuma, the powers of tuma tremendously. Kamashakosa b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, in the beginning of Shmois, this week we're starting a new Chumash. This week we're reading Parsha Shmois from the beginning. This is on page 3, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Shmois. The Zohar HaKadosh says there, and note, this is the period of Shoivavim, which starts during from Parsha Shmois, which is a period where there's additional focus on improving in the area of Tikkun HaBris. The Zohar HaKadosh says there, Tlas Inun Dedachyon Shchinta Min Alma. There are three sins that push the divine presence of Hashem out of the world. Ve'echot mehem hu isur nida. One of them is chas v'shalom, a husband and wife joining together while she is nida. The Zohar HaKadosh says here, Tlas Inun Dedachyon Shchinta Min Alma. They cause the divine presence of Hashem, Hashem's residence, not to be in this world, to leave this world. People cry out to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't listen to them. These are the three. Number one, Mandeshochev Benida, a person who violates this Isser of Nida. Begin the less misavu takif bi'alma bar misavu denida, because there is no tuma in the world that's as powerful as or more powerful than this tuma of nida. Misavu denida kasha mikol misavu d'alma. It's more powerful than any other type of tuma in the world. Istav ihu, the man who engages with a woman who's tuma nida, he becomes tuma. And anyone who comes close to that person becomes tame with them. Bechol asar da azlin, wherever they go, is dachya shchinta min kamayhu. They push away the shchina from their presence. Veloyoid. Not only that, ela degorim marin bishnal garne. The person brings terrible sicknesses upon themselves. The alhahu zara de yoilit, and on the children chas v'shalom that person produces. The kivon de yikrav barnash lagabi nida, because as soon as a person, a man, approaches a woman who is nida chas v'shalom to join with her, hahu misavu dole galoi, that tumah jumps on him, pounces on him. The ishtayer bechol shayfin delay. And it remains in all the parts of that person's body, in all the organs of that person's body. Zara de yoilit bahu shaita mashkan aloi ruach misavu. The children that will result from that, they draw upon themselves that tumah. V'chol yoimo yehei besavu. And throughout all the days, the person will be in this state of tumah. Doha binyona v'yesoita delay. Because that child that was born, its whole foundation, it's where it came from, is this most powerful tuma in the world. Because the moment that a man approaches a woman who is nida, that tuma jumps onto the man. As the pasuk says, Utehi nidosa olav, that tuma will come upon him, will jump over to him. That's the first example. The second example is chas v'shalom rachmanu etzlan, a man who has relations with a non-Jewish woman. And the third one is a person who chas v'shalom abortions. They kill a child that's growing, that's developing in the womb of the mother, rachmanu etzlan. The Zohar HaKadosh continues to explain these. Note, this is all in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, which is this period of time of Shoivavim, where the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us this is a special time to be more focused in this area, to be trying to do tshuva in this area, to trying to be better in this area. Question in the chat, how does a person know if they have enough emuna to study Torah, to receive das, so it doesn't cause a shvira sakelim? The answer is here again, we need the Torah. The term halacha means to go. The halacha teaches us, that gives us direction, shows us how to go. The Shulchan Aruch begins, you wake up in the morning. What's the first step? Emuna. Moideh ani lefanecha. Even before you wash your hands. Moideh ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayon shehechzarto bi nishmosi bechemlo rabo emunasecha. Step one is to pull the trigger. The first bullet is emuna. Step two is washing the hands. Rav Nosson Zal explains in the beginning of Likutei Halachos, water is meimei hadas. Washing the hands, netila sedaim, is connecting to das. Then a person has to relieve themselves. A person has to go to the bathroom. There's klipois. There's, we're acknowledging, we recognize that there was a shvira sakelim. There's klipois tuma. You have to address that. You have to get rid of them. If you try to start davening or learning or without getting rid of them, they'll destroy your learning and your davening are going to be messed up. So the halacha, this union of halacha together with Kabbalah is giving us direction. Then daven shachris. Then after shachris, it says go to the Beis Medrash, learn something. And then it says before you go to the Beis Medrash, eat pashachris. Because there are 83 sicknesses. There's sicknesses in the world. And you want a protection. You want to protect yourself. And Pashachris is a shmir of the Torah is guiding us every step of the way. This shiluv of emuna and das. By following the halacha, that's one way of doing this. And you're right. It sounds that as if we have to work mainly on emuna. Rav Nosson Zal said that in the beginning. Kol mitzvay secho emuna. That between the two, this is the more critical one. I believe it's in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shemois, in the Baal Shem Tov al HaTorah, the commentary of the Baal Shem Tov on the Chumash, he brings there that we know that there's an intellectual, there's the intellectual. Rabbeinu told the story of the Chacham, the sophisticate, and the simpleton. Simpleton, sophisticate is Das, simpleton is Emuna. And the sophisticate called the Tam an idiot, a fool. When the Tam said to him, you're suffering so much with all your sophistication, I wish you could be like me. He said, be like you? I could easily be like you if I lose my mind, if I become stupid, if I become foolish, I'm like you. So the Baal Shem Tov said, there's a posik, pesi yamin l'chol dover. A fool believes everything. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why there are many people that are allergic to emuna. They think emuna is for people who can't make it in the real world of religion. That real religion is learning Torah. Emuna is for girls or for, again, people who can't make it in the religious world, that they have emuna. But the Baal Shem Tov said, but there's another pasuk that says, Shoimer Psoim Hashem, that Hashem watches over the fools. These fools, these people who realize how important emuna is, and they always put the emuna before the das, and they know that between the two, the emuna is more important, because das, sometimes I have to use it, sometimes I have to put it away. Emuna, I'm not putting away anytime. When I'm sleeping, I have emuna, and when I'm learning, I have emuna. All the time, that's a constant, that's the complete constant. Those people have a special protection from Hashem. This Shomer Psoim Hashem. Ki ish ve'isho heim bechinas das ve'emuna kanal. Because as we saw earlier, men and women are the concept of das and emuna. V'afal pisha beklolius ha'oilomais, even though in Kabbalah, when we speak about all of the worlds, klal Yisrael heim bechinas emuna. The Jewish nation is referred to as Emuna. Shehem Bechinas Knesses Yisrael. We are called Knesses Yisrael. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, it speaks about the union between Kutche Berichu and Knesses Yisrael. The union between Chachma and Malchus. The union between Das and Emuna. So even though on a certain level, sometimes the entire Klal Yisrael is called Emuna, Afal Pikein Ze Yodua. Despite that, there's a known rule in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, Shekol Bechina Klula Mikol HaBechinos, that every type has all types inside of it. V'al Kein, and therefore, B'Knesses Yisrael B'Atzmon, in the Jewish nation itself, And in the Malchus, in the Shekhinah, Shehem Bechinas Emuna, Yesh Bohem Seichel Ve'emuna. There's the aspect of Seichel and the aspect of Emuna. Shehu Bechinas Ish Ve'isha, which are male and female. U'kishem Esoyeren Hadam Nido Ischas Shon. And when the Dam Nida is becoming strong, Shehem HaKfirois, which is denial of Hashem, Zuam HaSanochash, that's the tomb of the snake. Oz Nemar, then the Pasuk warns, the El Isha, Benidas Tomosa, Loisikrav. To the woman, when she's in this state of Nida, do not approach her. Shalois Gabru Hadam Nidas Chasveshon, Al Hadas HaKodosh. So that her Dam Nida won't overpower the man who is the Das. The Isbatel Hadas Vemuna Legamri, and both of them will become damaged completely. V'yizgabru ha'kfirois chasashon, and denial of Hashem will take over. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, usehi nidosa olav. He's not going to solve her nida. She's going to destroy him. And they're both going to get destroyed in the process. A person will say, no, I have water, and the water's too cold. I'll pour fire on the water. I'll use a flamethrower. I'll use one of these things that you light candles, a torch. Is that going to warm up the water? You have to know how to do it. You have to know exactly when and how to do it. What kind of instrument to use when you want to warm up water. You have to put a piece of metal in that's attached to electricity that gets hot enough that the metal won't. But actual fire, put it in water. What's the water going to do? It's going to extinguish the fire. Very simple. I don't care if it's a torch. I don't care if it's 10 torches. Because then when that Dam Nida is in power, it's flowing, then the solution is for the Das to stay away from the Emuna. Then we have put aside our intellect completely, and rely only on the Emuna. V'zehu, this is what the Pasuk says, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael. Separate the Jewish people. Shetzrichen lifroish samoch levesta. The Gemara says this teaches us that not only when the blood is flowing, but when a woman is expecting her period, when she's expecting that flow, already the man has to distance himself. Not only when she's actually nida does he have to separate from her, but even when it's approaching the time when she would normally see that flow, he has to separate. Which tells us that the moment a person is starting to feel that the wrong kind of questions are coming into their mind about Hashem, they're reading a book which is putting doubts about Hashem in their mind, Shem Bechinas Dam Nidois, Tekef Osur Leshtame Shemadas Klal. A person has to know from that moment immediately, it's forbidden to apply their intellect. Rak Lismoich Al Emuna Levad, but rather to rely only on Emuna. We'll hold it over here. Any questions, please?
I've heard of situations when a married couple can be, you know, they're intimate. It could be after she was in Nida. In a situation like that, would a man have to do a different type of mikvah purification?
The answer is that there are laws. A person has to study these laws. There are all kinds of detailed laws pertaining to this. And again, it requires a poysik, somebody who's very knowledgeable in these laws, to guide a person exactly how to conduct themselves regarding these issues. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicha to emuna and das in a good, healthy way, and to see the final union between Hashem and the Shekhinah with the coming of Moshiach, the Geula Shleima, b'mehera
b'yameinu,
amen.
Amen. King Yeratzon, thank you very much.